our friend and partner, Rosie Smith from Glacial Lakes Tourism, to be welcomed into the meeting, and we appreciate you coming down. If you had a couple of things that you want to bring us up to speed on what's going on, you sure got a couple of minutes on the mic if you want to.
Sure.
Everybody on your board is saying, don't turn down free time.
That's right. Several of them, right? Commissioners and Chairman Olson, good to see you guys in person. Isn't it wonderful to be out and about? Our Wrapped Ford Explorer in the parking lot there usually puts on about 15,000 miles a year plus, and I think we put on 1,400 last year in 16 months. So that's it's nice to be out and about. In fact, like when I touched the gas station in town, I had a gentleman come to the window and asked for a state map and a vacation guide and what his one-year-old granddaughter could see in Sioux Falls this week. So anywhere you have the opportunity to promote South Dakota, we do that. People are anxious to be out and about. I did most of our travel shows this winter, which is where I really visit with folks going on one about hunting, fishing, camping in South Dakota, family attractions, especially in the Northeast. Most of them were canceled due to occupancy restrictions in Nebraska and Minnesota and Wisconsin. I was able to travel to Wausau, Wisconsin, which is a smaller fishing show and hunting show, but folks came from Green Bay just because there was no show in Milwaukee or Eau Claire or anywhere else. And so people were anxious to be coming to South Dakota. A lot of those folks, even though it's an eight-hour drive to Webster, had already been ice fishing this winter, planned to go, or looking for information to go. So we went to that show about 3 years now. We also attended the Fargo and Sioux Falls show, and they both were up about 20% in numbers from the 2019 figures. So people are really anxious to be out and about. Our visitor center opened up at the Redland Arts Center here this last week, and so we do staff it in the summertime. It is open year-round if you ever stop there. I just visited with Karen Kern last week over several days. We road-tripped, and we visited with the Welcome Center staff. I would encourage you the opportunity to check them out with the new one east of Sioux Falls, about a half hour here. Welcome Center opened up late last summer, early fall, and so that one's been built totally redone, as well as the one up at Wilmot at the exit, beautiful scenic overlook there, and then also the one down at Vermilion. We also stopped at the one in Chamberlain, and they were seeing already about 600 people a day stopping at the Info Center to check out Dignity and Lewis and Clark. And so people are definitely traveling. I believe you also received the Glacial Lakes Guide from our office here in the last few weeks for National Tourism Week. So we encourage you to check out all the events. We had about 100 less in print just because people were really trepidatious about where COVID was headed. So we encourage you to follow us on Facebook, check us out on our website, all the events that have taken and reenacted for the summer, from rodeos to expositions in person and in a building. Most of our events are outdoors in the summer, but they've all been added to our website. A lot of things have kicked back in. For example, this weekend you could check out the barbecue festival as well as Wheel Jam in Huron. I will be at the Fort Sisseton Historical Festival this weekend. I was appointed to the Fort Sisseton Commission last April, as well as a rodeo at Flandreau and several other events going on this weekend. So they're really getting geared up from that standpoint. So check out our website, check out our Facebook page, visit one of the state welcome centers, stop into the Redland Arts Center as well, and visit with our staff. They are anxious to get everybody out and about, including yourself. So appreciate everything you do at the outdoors in South Dakota, and especially appreciate all the state park staff and the state wildlife staff. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you.
Thanks for the impromptu update. We certainly appreciate seeing you at our meetings again, and face-to-face and in Zoom. So with that, before we get to Derek, we'll take a short break. We'll come back at 3 o'clock, so 9 minutes. We'll be back in here. So stretch your legs, grab something to drink, and be back here at 9 o'clock, or 3 o'clock, ready to go.